Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We dedicate this time to you. We pray that you will feed us with your spiritual food in your love letter to us, your word, that we might grow to be more like you in every way. Good morning, saints. Reading this morning is Titus 3, verse 12 to 14, TPT translation. When I send Artemis or Tychicus to you, be sure to meet me at the City of Victory, for I've decided to spend the winter there. Give a generous send-off to Zenas the scribe and Apollos, and send them on their journey with what they need. Encourage the believers to be passionately devoted to beautiful works of righteousness by meeting the urgent needs of others and not be unfruitful. The City of Victory is another name for Nicopolis, which a lot of other versions have. Apollos, we know from Acts 18, 19, 1 Corinthians 1, 1 Corinthians 3 and 4, 1 Corinthians 16. Artemis and Zenas the scribe, or lawyer in some translations, are only mentioned here in Titus 3. Scribes and lawyers were names for essentially the same occupation as professional experts in Jewish law. These renowned rabbis continually studied the Torah, that's the first five books of the Bible, and gave applications for everyday life that are found online at www.dbryan.com. Titus was to go to Nicopolis to be with Paul during the winter, and he could leave for that area just as soon as Artemis or Tychicus arrived to take his place in Crete. Zenas the scribe and Apollos were going on a journey, probably a missionary journey. They were to be sent with haste and provided for, that they lack nothing. When God calls you to do his work, he provides for you to do so. In 1 Corinthians 9, 7-10, whoever goes to war at his own expense, who plants a vineyard and does not eat of its fruit, or who tends a flock and does not drink of the milk of the flock? Do I say these things as a mere man? Or does not the law say the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. Is it oxen God is concerned about? Or does he say it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he who ploughs shall plough in hope, and he who threshes in hope should be partaker of his hope. We are encouraged to keep up the good work, to help people in need, and be fruitful. While we know we cannot earn our salvation through good works, only by the blood of Jesus, his forgiveness, his righteousness, we do know that once we are born again believers, it is a good idea to live as Jesus lived. He was not inactive. He was busy doing God's work all of his days. And he reached out to the lost and hurting, healed people, raised the dead, etc., etc. So we ought to be about our Father's business as he was about his Father's business. So arise and shine. Reflect God's light as the moon reflects the sun's light. There is nothing the moon has to do, no fuel it has to burn. It simply has to exist and shine back, reflect back the glorious light of the sun. And so we are reflecting the glorious light of the Son of God, so that the lost and hurting world can see the love of God. We are the only Bible that some people will read. So let us show God's love to each other and to those that are unlovely, those people around us that might be nasty to us, that might persecute us. Let's show God's love to this world so that they may know that we are children of God, and that they will also know that there's a God in heaven who loves them.